Gloria Molina, trailblazing Los Angeles politician, dies at 74. Los Angeles activist-turned-politician Gloria Molina, the first Latina to serve on the Los Angeles City Council and the county's Board of Supervisors, as well as in the State Assembly, died May 14 of cancer at age 74, and political and religious leaders recalled her accomplishments Monday. "It is with heavy hearts that our family announces Gloria's passing this evening," Molina's daughter, Valentina Martinez, said Sunday in a statement. "She passed away at her home in MT, Washington, surrounded by our family." Molina had been battling terminal cancer for the past 3 years, according to the statement. "She faced this fight with the same courage and resilience she lived her life. Over the last few weeks, Gloria was uplifted by the love and support of our family, community, friends, and colleagues. Gloria expressed deep gratitude for the life she lived and the opportunity to serve our community." Martinez said that while Molina will be remembered as a trailblazer, the family will remember her as our loving mom and grandmother, protective oldest sister, wise tia, and loyal friend. "We will miss celebrating with her on Christmas Eve, hosted at her home decked out in a new theme for the holidays and nourished with handmade tamales and a holiday feast with all the trimmings." The statement described her as the strong and selfless matriarch of our family. Molina, who grew up in Pico Rivera, was active in the early days of the Chicano movement, becoming an advocate for women's health issues, which she continued into her elected offices. At one point, she founded a nurse mentoring program through local community colleges to address a nurse shortage. She first won elective office in 1982. Winning the 56th Assembly District seat, and eventually leading a fight to quash a proposed prison in East LA. Molina won the City Council's first district seat in 1987, and was elected to the Board of Supervisors representing the county's first district in 1991. She was the first woman elected to the board once known as the Five Little Kings, though Yvonne Brathwaite Burke, who was appointed to fill a vacancy, was the first woman to actually serve on the board. Known as a sharp fiscal watchdog, Molina served as a supervisor until 2014, forced out by term limits enacted in 2002. On her exit in 2014, she recalled her early years on the board by saying, "Everything seemed like a battle." Prior to her elected positions, she worked as a deputy for presidential personnel in the Jimmy Carter White House. In recognition of her leadership, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors earlier this year renamed Grand Park in honor of Molina, which is now called Gloria Molina Grand Park. Leader's Tribute. In a statement Sunday night, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass called Molina a force for unapologetic good and transformational change in Los Angeles, who advocated for those who did not have a voice in government through her pioneering environmental justice work, her role as a fiscal watchdog, and her advocacy for public health. "She shaped Los Angeles in a lasting way while paving the way for future generations of leaders." Bass' tribute was just one of many. "Words can't express the loss of Gloria Molina," said Supervisor Hilda Solis, who introduced the motion to rename Grand Park a park that Molina championed as an urban green space. "She was a beacon of hope to many, including myself. Seeing her break several glass ceilings throughout her public service career inspired me to follow in her footsteps and be of service to our community. I am heartbroken to lose a champion for Latinos, for Mujeres, and for the East Side. While she may no longer be physically with us, we will forever feel her impact." Governor Gavin Newsom said in a statement that Molina improved the lives of countless Angelinos and Californians and opened doors for generations of women in politics and public service. Never losing sight of her roots in community organizing and advocacy, Molina was not afraid to clash with prominent politicos in her fight for working-class neighborhoods, Newsom said. "Her leadership delivered lasting results, advancing social justice for East Side communities, creating parks and community centers, and expanding public transit, among other accomplishments." LA City Councilman Tim McCosker said the date of Molina's passing was significant. "It's deeply moving that on Mother's Day, the mother of the Los Angeles Latina political movement has passed," McCosker said. Molina was not only a trailblazer, but she held the door open for other Latinas in government to walk through. LA Plaza de Cultura y Arts issued a statement describing Molina as a champion for social justice who was committed to creating public spaces for Angelenos. The organization also said it will host a public celebration of life for Molina on July 8. Molina is survived by her husband, Ron Martinez. Daughter, Valentina Martinez. Son-in-law, Brendan Curran. Grandson, Santiago. As well as 9 siblings, Gracie, Irma, Domingo, Bertha, Mario, Sergio, Danny, Olga, and Lisa. In lieu of flowers, Molina's family requests that donations be made to Casa 0101 and LA Plaza de Cultura y Arts in her memory to inspire and empower future generations through the arts. Funeral services were pending.